Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Juarezca Rivera. And I was going to jump into the civic, but I realized that there the answer to my question in terms of where really what it, Danosa,
I know where Juarezca stands. But no problem. Juarezca or Danosa, it's the same.
Yes, that's it. Where Danosa stands, I mean, you put in terms of the market share and all, but in terms of employees, in terms of the facilities, in terms of the future markets, you know, where are you really now fully, and where are you going?
Well, like I told you before, we had around 20 clients. We have now close to 300 clients. We represent 75% of the, we have the 75% of the market share. And with our direct and indirect employees, we represent around 3,000 employees.
Wow. So because you have a lot of contractors.
We have contractors that do the workmanship. We manufacture, they perform install, they do the installation.
Right.
But they only install Danosa.
Right.
So, and that's why we consider the whole block,
right?
Because
right.
We are a group,
right. And in terms of that's a lot of people that rely on you. That's a great responsibility.
It is a great responsibility, especially in these times.
And of course, you've developed a 70% market share in Puerto Rico. Are you exporting?
We're exporting right now to the Caribbean islands. We do private label. Send back to the States, and believe it or not, sometimes it comes back
to
compete with us. but I always say that material is just as good as ours when I see it. That's almost the only thing I can say. But yeah, that's just as good as ours. But it goes back, and
that's almost like gray good. That your people they use the same kind of. A product, but then put another name.
Another label. But yeah, we do that. Yeah. We do private labeling for the States for two or three companies. We're looking forward to going to Panama and two or three other countries. We're working very hard on the export basis. That's our next step.
Okay.
We're looking forward to that. We just invested in a new machine that will permit us to go into these markets, which require good quality, but not as good because it doesn't require all the specifications that they do require to be U.S. standards.
Okay.
So since we wouldn't have that in those countries, we needed a machinery that was able to do that.
Yeah, that happens. I remember clients with the appliances, they don't have to meet the standards.
You don't have to meet some requirements. You don't have to meet the underwriters' laboratories, the factory mutuals.
Right.
And that we do here in Puerto Rico, we do for the States, but there, it's not necessary.
In terms of the interest that there is with respect to environment and energy and reducing the temperature and all, your product and
we have a fabulous product. We have a new product that you're going to install it just like you install the other ones, but it's a different product. It will last a lot longer. It could last up to 20 years, and we can give a 20-year warranty. We can put the photovoltaic either tiles or the sheets, whatever you need, or we can even paint it white, so we make a cover that's white. And all these make it higher efficiency inside the building.
Okay.
And so we are into this part of the market also.
And the integration with the solar panels and all.
The solar panels can be installed on the roof, but the solar panels are 20-year warranty. So you want a 20-year warranty roof.
Okay.
So that's why we have established this.
And what do you have? Do you have a conjunction with another company or
two or three?
Working on that?
We're working with two or three. In fact, in our plant right now, we have a small area where we have the whole setup of how it would be on a roof, and we're running it. Runs very little because our consumption of electricity is very high. So therefore, we just did a sample of what we can do, and it took almost half the roof.
Yeah, because what I think is changing a lot. I mean, everybody realizes something like Puerto Rico, we should be. The homes should have the solar panels, should have your product. for insulation and for protection from the water and the and all
for waterproofing.
But the whole use of renewable energy and now the ability to finance that kind of equipment. If financing your roof, your product.
Financing our product is no problem. There's a lot of companies, a lot of banks that are financing. There's Sears and there's Home Depots. Financing is not a problem. Financing for the solar panels and renewable energy products, that's another story. Yeah. There's not that many banks financing. Mm-hmm. And it is an expensive upfront money that you do have to put.
Okay.
It is.
So I see you from your face that this is an area that you have to you're working with quite a bit, and it's a challenge.
It's a challenge for those that are in that business. They will need a roofing system like ours to make their challenge less challengeable,
right,
if we can say it that way,
right,
because they will have their challenge as far as cost. It will work, but they have to consider that a good roof will be absolutely necessary. And we also have green roofs, and you can just have a very nice yard on top of your roof.
So I mean,
I have a lot of alternatives.
I always, you know, that idea. I saw a project and where you just, you know, you just have grass on there, and you have even
grass, and you can have a bench,
horticultural, and everything else.
Yes,
and
it's very interesting.
But the thought that, you know, you have all this on top of your roof still boggles my mind.
We made a roof in Mayagüez in a condominium, and they have an area to walk, they have a pool, and they have the most beautiful garden.
With
benches and everything, all on the roof.
All with your product underneath.
All with our product. It's a whole system.
That's tremendous.
And it's very interesting with the drainage. It's very, very interesting.
So not only aesthetically, but then it reduces the cost
the heat.
Of the
and
heat.
It,
and then
and the water. Water flow. In the street, when you construct a building, there is an issue with waters. But part of that water is going to be on that roof.
So you use it for the vegetation, and then it evaporates slowly and tremendous. So there's always new things happening in what's, you know, what appears to be a mundane product, but a lot of exciting things happening with it.
Well, for us, it's very exciting all the time, trying to do something new.
Well, let's take a break. We'll go back to the question that I thought we were going to cover in this segment, which is Waleska Rivera as the civic leader and how you've gotten involved and how committed you are to this particular area. So we'll be right back.